So let me ask you a question. Of all your possessions, what is worth the most to you?
我请问大家一个问题, 在您所有拥有的东西当中, 哪一个是最值钱的?
So maybe things that come to mind is like your house, your car, maybe your jewelry.
是不是也许我想在思考, 可能是你的答案可能是你的房子, 你的车, 或者你的一些首饰。
Some of you who are more refined might even have paintings and sculptures that are worth a lot.
可能有些人你的情趣比较高雅, 那可能对你来说值钱的东西可能是你收藏的那些名画, 那些雕塑, 还有那些其他之类的东西, huh?
So how do you calculate the worth of these things?
所以接下来一个问题就是说, 我们怎么来计算这些东西到底值多少钱?
Most likely you figured it out how much you're worth by how much it costs you.
也许有的时候我们来计算一个东西的价值的时候, 就是说你在这个东西上你花了多少钱, huh?
But what about things you didn't buy, like a family heirloom, your pet, your children? You know, what are these things worth to you?
那如果有些东西不是你花钱买来的哈, 比如说你从祖上继承下来的一些传家宝啊, 你们家的那些宠物, 还有包括你们的孩子, 那这些事物怎么来计算呢?
So imagine you lost a loved one, a family member. Now, what amount of money would make their wrongful death seem okay to you?
如果 假设哈, 如果你失去了你最爱的人哈, 你家里的亲人, 那你觉得能够花多少钱去把这个突然意外的一些死亡能够买回来呢?
See, the U.S. government puts the value of a human life at around $7 to $9 million.
就是说美国政府它有一个计算哈, 就是说如果一个人死亡的话, 如果政府要赔偿的话, 可能是在$700到$900万美金当中。
So say one of your children died, an insurance company pays you $9 million.
所以如果我们当中如果有个孩子意外过世的话, 可能保险公司会赔, 就是900万美金左右, 900万美金左右哈。
So would you be satisfied and consider it a good compensation for your loss?
所以如果您觉得这个900万美金是能够足够来赔偿, 您的损失吗?
Actually, the American government is pretty generous in how much they consider a human life is worth.
其实我想告诉你的是, 其实美国政府在 对人的生命这个赔偿方面已经是非常非常大方。In
other parts of the world, a human life is worth a lot less.
就在一些世界其他的地方, 人的命非常非常不值钱。
There's a book called A Crime So Monstrous.
有一本书它叫那个滔天的罪行。So
in it, the author said that he went down to Haiti and a man offered to sell him a 9-year-old girl for $100, but he bargained it down to $50.
他说这本书的作者说他去海地，他就是说有个人贩子把一个九岁的女孩卖给他，开价100美金，然后他居然还能杀价杀到50美金。
Around the world, human slaves are sold for around an average of $90 a person.
就有个统计啊，在全世界范围内，小孩一个人的平均能卖出的价钱差不多就是每个人头就是90块美金。
See, that's how much a human life is worth in this planet.
所以在这个，这就是在这个星球上人的命的价格，90美金。
But even if someone paid you $9 million or even $1 billion for your life or for someone else's, is that really what a human life is worth?
其实我们就在想说哈，如果美国一个人人命值900万美金，或者说我们就说值10亿美金吧，你觉得这些钱能够足够赔偿一个人的性命的损失吗？
Because no matter how high the number, it's still a finite number.
就我想说的是，不管这个数字到底怎么样，这个数字总是一个有限的一个数额。
See, that means there's a limit to who we were, to who we are, and to what we can become.
所以换句话说，其实就是说，因为这个数字，其实变成我们，就是我们到底每个人过去、现在怎样，或者以后到底值多少钱，这个价格就变成一个有限的数字了。
So that's what I want to talk to you about today.
这就是我今天想跟大家分享的。
What are we human beings worth, and how that affects our lives right now?
今天我想跟大家分享的主题就是究竟我们每个人我们的生命值多少钱，然后这个价格如果有一个价格的话，对我们一生有什么样的影响？So
why don't you turn with me to the text for today?
所以请大家跟我一起来翻到今天的圣经。First
Peter chapter 1:13-25.
就是彼得前书第一章13到25节。
Since you already read it in Chinese, I'll just read it in English.
Okay.
So therefore, with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace that to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed at his coming. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance. But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy. Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear. For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. It was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so your faith and hope are in God. Now that you have purified yourselves by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart. We have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God. So for all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you. So based on this passage, we're going to first talk about what is considered priceless on this earth.
好，这就是刚才彼得前书1章13到25节，因为我今天的信息就是建立在这些经文基础上了。我们来讲一下，在这个世界上我们的人的价值。Then
what we are worth as Christians.
特别是我们作为一个基督徒，我们的价值在哪里？
And finally, how that should affect our lives here on earth.
如果我们清楚我们作为一个基督徒，我们的生命的价值的话，那对我们的生命有什么样的影响？
So let's pray.
所以让我们祷告。
So, dear Father, we thank you for this time we can come to worship you.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，感谢你让我们这个时间我们一起来敬拜你。
Father, open our hearts and our ears to you and help us to learn what you have in store for us.
天父，求主你打开我们的眼睛，让我们的眼睛定睛在你身上，能够让我们能够明白你要让我们在这个你的话语当中学习到什么。
We thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In the name of Jesus Christ we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So if you're following along in the Bible, notice that we're going to be going a bit backwards.
如果你看这个经文的话，我们刚就我们刚才读的经文，但是我今天讲到我们的次序，可能要把那个经文的次序倒一下。The
application is in verse 13, so we're going to start from the bottom of the chapter, verse 24.
因为从这个13节到25节当中，其实我们对我们今天生活的运用呢，其实在第13节，所以我们今天从25节往前。Then
we're going to move up until we get to why Peter tells us to be alert and sober-minded.
所以我们从25节往上讲，然后让我们来明白为什么彼得让我们要谨慎，要自守。So
our first point for today, even priceless things in this world have a price tag next to them.
我今天想跟大家分享的第一点就是说，就算这个世界上有一些无价之宝，但是我们总是可以在这个无价之宝旁边给它贴上一个价格的标签。So
what are some of the things in this world that are considered priceless?
所以我想跟大家分享一下这个世界上有什么东西是所谓的无价的哈。
So when I hear the word priceless, I think about paintings.
所以当我看到这个无价之宝这个概念的时候，我第一个想到的就是那些名画。So
I looked up some of the most priceless paintings in the world today.
所以我跟他来，请大家看一下这个世界上最顶尖的一些无价的那些名画哈。So
you have Vincent van Gogh's portrait of Dr. Gachette on the right over there.
在这个右边的这幅画是那个梵高的著名的一幅画，它是这个一个叫这个歌舍医生，它是一个医生的画，一个画像。This
is one of Van Gogh's last paintings and was sold in 1990 for $82.5 million.
这是梵高他生前最后的一个作品，那个作品在拍卖的时候，在1990年的时候拍卖出的价格是8250万美金。Then
you have the Picasso in the middle, the boy with a pipe. And was sold for $104 million back in 2004.
这当中这一幅画呢，是这个毕加索的画，就是说那个这个就是管的男孩，这个在2004年苏士比拍卖的时候，这个价格是1,104亿美金。Then
there are a few priceless paintings in the $150 million range.
其实还有更多一些那个世界的名画，他们的这个价格区间差不多在1亿5000万美金左右。
Then you have this record-setting. Calls for the Salvator Mundi by Leonardo da Vinci for $450 million.
然后在那个最左边那一幅画是可能是这个世界上最贵的一幅画，就是达芬奇的画的叫《救世主》。那这个价格当时可能是4亿5千万美金。So
there are actually some famous paintings that can be considered legally priceless.
但除了这些之外， 我想跟他告诉他，还有很多画在法律上是规定，他们就是无价的，就是不可以那个有价格卖的。You
probably recognize some of these. The Mona Lisa is valued at over $1 billion.
可能您知道一些这些画，就是法律规定不可以卖的哈。但他们有个价格，就是这个是达芬奇另一个很著名的蒙娜丽莎。这个幅画如果估价的话，差不多是10亿美金。
So they say it won't be sold even if someone offered that type of money.
但是现在就是说，这个政府有规定，就算人出这么多的钱，也不允许再出卖。Then
you have Da Vinci's Last Supper, which has no price tag at all.
然后我们就又知道这个是这个达芬奇的这个最后的晚餐，那根本就没有价格可以去贴在旁边。Legally,
it can never be sold.
就是说法律规定这些画是不可以再被转卖的。But
even if there are priceless things that cannot be sold, they can still be destroyed, either through human action or through the ravages of time.
但事实上，你知道这些无价之宝，它如果就算不会被转卖的话，但还是他们还会得到损坏，不管是出于人为的原因还是因为时间的原因，这些画会被损坏。See,
for example, there were countless artifacts that were thousands of years old, probably destroyed during the Chinese Red Revolution in the 1950s.
这个举个例子啊，其实，在中国的这个文化大革命当中那段时间，可能有中国有数以千计的一些那文物古迹被损坏了，被破坏掉了。But
then again, innumerable unique and priceless art pieces, buildings, manuscripts, and relics were destroyed in every war waged by mankind throughout history.
其实除了中国以外，在世界上都一样哈，有数以万计的很多的独特的，比如说这些建筑啊，这些艺术珍品啊，这些手稿啊，这些文物啊，因为各种各样的人为的原因被损坏了。As
verse 24 says, all people are like grass, and all the glory is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, and the flower falls.
所以这个就像彼得前书第1章24节这么说的哈，凡因为凡有血气的，尽都如草。 它的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。You
all to say it doesn't matter how priceless things on earth are, even if people refuse to sell it, they're still temporary and perishable.
其实就是说，不管这个世界上的东西，它是无价之宝也好，不管怎么样，但如果我们不愿意去，有人他不愿意去出卖，那去把它卖掉，还是它有价格也好，它这些都是不管什么样的东西，它只是在世界上的东西都是短暂的，它们都会。
So what does this have to do with you?
所以，通过这个刚才这些信息，所谓无价之宝也好，可不可以出卖也好，会不会被破坏也好，这对我们的意义是什么呢？So
it means, according to this world's accounting, a human life is not worth the price of a painting.
就是对我来讲，我觉得根据这个世界上的这个计算方法也好，就是说一个人的命根本这个价钱比不上一幅画的钱。
But even if you were brought with a Rembrandt or a Picasso or a Da Vinci,
但反过来说，就算你买得起，你买到一幅画，比如说是伦勃朗的画、毕加索的画或者达芬奇的画，
These things are still only temporary and can be destroyed.
这些东西还是这样，它只是你买，就算你买回来，这些东西只是短暂的，然后也会损坏。
So case in point, this painting is a Picasso. The Reeve was supposed to sell for $139 million.
这个当中这幅画是毕加索的这个一个梦，这幅画叫梦哈。这幅画的价格卖差不多是一亿三千九百万美金。But
days before delivery, the owner Win put his elbow through the painting, showing it off.
但这幅画他刚要被出卖的时候，这个画当时的 owner 他屋主是叫 Win， 他是其实就在拉斯维加斯有个很著名的 Win 的酒店，他要卖的时候他的这个。 他就把他的胳膊肘去戳了一下，碰了这个画，他把自己这个名画给弄破了，弄坏了。It
dropped in value instantly over $4 million.
所以这个画就是说，这个如果这个就因为这个画被损坏了一下，它的价格一下子跌掉大概四千万美金。
It was repaired afterwards, but imagine if it couldn't be repaired.
所以当然这个画最后后来他又花钱把它修好了，可是如果你想一下，万一这个画修不好呢？
That would have been $140 million gone because Nguyen was too excited and punched through his own painting.
那如果真的修不好的话，这他的这个Nguyen这个人，他的损失就是一亿四千万美金，因为他有这样名画，他太兴奋了。
So, however, according to the Bible, there are things that are truly priceless, things that cannot be destroyed.
但是根据圣经，其实这个世界上真的有无价的。
Which brings us to our second point.
这就是我接下来要跟大家讲的，我今天要讲到的第二点。
Those who are redeemed by Christ, those who believe in Him, are truly priceless.
就是所有这些被耶稣所救赎回来的，就是我们这些信耶稣、信靠耶稣的人，我们其实是无价之宝。
So we establish that an object's worth is based on what someone will pay for it.
所以这个。 所以我这个另外一个观点，其实就想引出一个观点，就是说，一个东西它的价格其实是跟这个价，就是这个东西被就是另外一个是这个人他付出多少是相关的。
So look at verse 18 and 19.
所以让我们来看一下，再看一下彼得前书第一章18到19节。
For you know that it is not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your ancestors, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect.
这18节到19节这么说，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵、无玷污的羔羊之血。
So to be redeemed means to buy or to pay off, clear it by payment, as in to redeem a mortgage.
所以我想解释这里所谓的救赎，救赎的话，其实是在讲，就是说那个赎，救赎，把救赎你的人去花了多少钱。就像如果我们就像我们的房子抵押贷款，你要把它付清，你才可以把房子完完全全属于你。So
most of you or probably understand what it means to pay off a mortgage.
所以我相信很多人都知道这个住房贷款是怎么回事。
But to give you a more personal understanding, a synonym for redeem is to ransom.
但是我想给您一个更加清楚的一个解释，所谓的这个救赎，其实像另外一个跟这个救赎或者说这个相近的一个字的意思就是赎金，怎么样把它赎回来。
So to pay off a kidnapper or a slave owner in order to buy someone back.
比如说就像如果有一个人被绑架了，那可能那个绑匪就会要求。 对方付多少钱把这个被绑的人赎回来。So
say your kids were on vacation in Cancun and the cartels got a hold of them.
举一个例子，可能你的孩子去墨西哥的坎昆去度假，然后突然就被墨西哥的那些毒枭给他绑架了。Or
they were traveling through Europe and some terrorists captured them.
或者你去那个欧洲旅行的话，有一些恐怖分子把他们绑架了。So
would you be willing to sell your house, liquidate your stocks, and give every cent you have just to get them back?
所以如果是这种情况发生的话，您是否愿意把你的房子卖掉，把你的股票都兑现，然后把你所有的这些去当做赎金，把你的孩子赎回来呢？
See, God was willing to give up the most precious thing in the universe to redeem you.
但我们知道上帝他是完全愿意把这个世界上最宝贵的东西作为赎金，把我们这些人赎回来。
It's not with silver or gold or any earthly things. It's with the precious blood of His Son, Jesus Christ.
然后我们知道这个这么上帝所付的赎金，不是这个世界上的金银，也不是这属世的东西，乃是他的儿子的宝血。And
if the life of His Son is not enough, remember Jesus Christ is God Himself.
如果您还觉得那个神的儿子这个赎金还不够贵重的话，那请您注意，神的儿子耶稣基督他本身他就是上帝。So
it is with a life of an infinite being that God used to ransom you.
所以从这一点来说，上帝所付出的赎金把我们得回来，这个代价就是这个神本身这无限的生命。So
if you're worth what you are paid for, then you're worth a divine life, one that is eternal, perfect, and unblemished.
所以从这个角度来说，如果那个一个东西的价格是按照 这个东西被花了多少钱买回来的话，那我们的生命其实就是一个永恒的，就是一个完美的，就是一个毫无玷污的生命。
And it wasn't just a spur of the moment decision. You know, God knew long ago when he was willing to give up for you, the believers.
所以上帝把我们救赎回来不是一时之间的冲动这样一个决定，而是上帝在很久很久以前他就已经计划好这样一个计划，要把我们救赎回来。
See, verse 20 says, He, Jesus, was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in last times for your sake.
所以这个就像在彼得前书一章二十节说的，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现。
All three persons of the Trinity were agreed before the world began that if this is what it takes to redeem mankind from their sin, then it shall be done.
我们知道这个三位一体当中这三个人呢，这三个位格，他们其实都是有一个都在创世以前，他们都知道这样完完全全都同意这样一个计划，就是说要因为人都犯了罪，所以这个上帝要把这个付出他自己的生命把我们救赎回来。
So how do we gain access to this priceless and eternal redemption?
所以我们怎么能够得到这个无价的这样一个这个永恒的这样一个救赎呢？
See, verse 25 says, The word of the Lord endures forever. This is the word that was preached to you.
所以这个在彼得前书一章二十五节是这么说，唯有主的道是永存的，所传给你们的福音就是这个道。
Meaning is through the everlasting word of God, the word that is preached to you in this church.
所以换句话说，我们所有的人被救，被重价买回来，就是因为神的道，就像我们这个教会我们每天所传讲的这个信息。
Or to put it more plainly, it's the word of Jesus, about Jesus Christ, who is the living word of God.
或者从通俗意义上来更加说的通俗一点，就是神的话就是耶稣基督他本身，他就是一个又真又活的这样一个道。
So it says in verse 21, Through him you believe in God, who raised him from the dead and glorified him so that your faith and hope are in God.
所以这也是就像这个彼得前书一章二十一节这么说，说你们也因着他信那叫他 从死里复活又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在于神。
See, it is because we know that Jesus died on the cross, was resurrected, and glorified.
所以我们知道耶稣基督他在那个十字架上被钉死，然后他被埋葬，被复活。
We know this happened because we have credible witnesses who testified to this, and the message was reliably carried through 2,000 years.
我们知道这些是因为我们有确确实实的见证，而且这个见证这个信息已经在过去的2000年当中不断的有人传讲。
Jesus, his life, his death, and his resurrection is the one thing holding the whole Bible together.
耶稣基督的死他的生命他的死他的复活是整个圣经的核心。
See, if Jesus didn't rise from the dead, we should be out there like the other Chinese people making as much money as we can before we die.
事实上如果耶稣基督不没有死的话，那可能我们这些对我们很多的人来说，这个生命，我们每天的生活可能就跟那些不信的人一样，可能我们就每天就忙着赚钱。
Because without Jesus, nothing of what we say in church would be true.
因为如果没有耶稣基督的话，那可能所有我们在教会里所说的一切都是枉然。
But we know it's true, and that's why we are different. That's why we live different.
但是因为我们知道圣经所传讲的都是真的，这也是为什么我们相信他，我们能够活出不一样的生命。
Because we were bought with something that was truly priceless, you know, not as the world thinks is priceless, but an eternal and infinite priceless.
因为我们是这个被耶稣基督重价买回来的，是无价的，而且这个而且不仅仅是无价，而且是永恒的，是永远的。
So which brings us to our last point.
所以这个接下来我就想跟大家分享我今天要最后要跟大家讲的一点。
So how should we live knowing that we are priceless?
所以那个就是说我们怎么知道我们自己本身我们是无价之宝呢？
And the answer is live devoted, live with purpose.
我想我的一个答案就是让我们过一个这个目标导向的生活，让我们为着这个目标而委身。
See, what that means is we need to live each day with God's purpose always in mind.
也就是说我们每天我们的生命当中就是要活出神要我们活出的生命这个意义。
You look at verse 17.
所以让我们来看一下第十七节。
Since you call on a father who judges each person's work impartially, live out your time as foreigners here in reverent fear.
这十七节这么说，你们既称那不偏待人、按个人行为审判人的主为父，就当存敬畏的心，度你们在世寄居的日子。
We are foreigners here, but we're not called to fear the people or the government of this world.
我们在这个世界上，我们可能都是寄居的，都是外国人，但是我们神呼召我们不是要去害怕这个世界上的人，世界上的政府。
Rather, we live in reverent fear of God because He's the one that will judge us.
相反，神让我们敬畏的就是神他本身，因为他是上帝，才是这个世界最终的审判者。
See, we are His people, called to follow His rules.
所以我们是神的子民，我们被呼召，我们被召是因为要遵循他的道。
He is our Father, the one we need to please.
他是我们的天父，是我们需要去讨他喜悦的。
Since we already established in the first part that we were bought by something of infinite worth, the priceless blood of Jesus.
好，因为我们刚才已经讲了，在讲到上半部分，我们已经讲了，我们就是被这个耶稣基督的这个宝血，这无价的宝血所救赎回来的。
That means we Christians are completely different from the rest of the world.
这也就是说，我作为基督徒，我们跟这世界上的人是完全不一样的。
In fact, we're so different. We the church have a new descriptor.
我们是这么样跟世界上不同，以至于我们作为教会，我们有个不同的名字，一个新的名字。
Look at verse 15 and 16.
这个是记载在第十五节到第十六节。
But just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, be holy because I am holy.
这圣经上这么说，第十五节说，那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
See, the one who called us, who ransomed us, is holy. And as verse 23 says, we are now born again from his imperishable seed into what he is.
因为那召我们的，那把我们救赎回来，他本身是圣洁的。所以这就像在第二十三节上，这么说，二十三节说，那个我们不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道而蒙了重生。
So that means we are holy as well.
所以换句话说，我们也是圣洁的。
So you know, there's no active form of the verb holy.
我想提醒大家注意的是，就是说这个圣洁这个字，它没有一种一个动词这样一个形式，圣洁是一个形容词。
Whenever we talk about holy, it's be holy or make holy.
所以当我们讲圣洁的时候，圣经上都这么讲说，你们要圣洁，或者说你们是被造为圣洁的。
Holy is not something we do; it is something that we are.
所以圣洁不是说我们自己靠自己的努力去可以变成圣洁，而是因为我们本身因为信耶稣，我们就是圣洁的。
So when we try our hardest to do holy, we end up being separate.
其实如果靠自己的努力想方设法要去变成圣洁的话，也许我们就跟这个圣洁这个道理本身所分开了。
And so to a lot of us, that's what holy means, right? To be separate, to be called out of the world.
所以可能对我们很多人来说，圣洁的意思就是说，就是要跟这个世界分开，离开这个世界。
But we were never called out of the world, we were called in the world.
但其实我想跟大家分享的是，我们被召不是要让我们出世，而是要让神要让我们入世。
We're supposed to stay here, live side by side with those who aren't believers.
神要我们就待在这个世界上，跟那些不相信的人待在一块。
See, in other words, we're not called to be separate, we're called to be different.
所以，换句话说，神呼召我们不是要让我们跟这个世界分开，乃是要我们跟这个世界不同。
So let me say again, holy is not something we do, but something that we are.
所以让我再次重申，圣洁不是靠我们自己的努力去做出来的，而是这个是我们得救，我们本身就变为圣洁。
So in practical terms, that means we are called to be devoted to what God has called us to do.
所以从实践的角度来说，我们被召就是要我们为这个神在我们身上的旨意这件事情成为圣洁而献身。
So it says in verse 13, therefore with minds that are alert and fully sober, set your hope on the grace to be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed as his coming.
所以这个就像第十三节说，所以要约束你们的心， 谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩。
So that means we need to be clear-minded since our hope, our focus is on this grace, our new life.
所以也就是说我们每个人需要非常谨慎，头脑非常清醒，因为我们生活的中心就是我们所得到的这个恩典，我们这个新的生命。
We need to be alert to fulfill the purpose that God has given us.
所以让我们每天都非常警醒，让我们能够朝这个方向怎么样去完成神在我们身上的使命而去努力。
Which is to reach people for Christ, to care for the hurting, share God's love with those around us.
这个使命就是说我们要把我们的福音传扬出去，去关爱那些受到伤害的人，把福音把神的爱去跟他们我们周遭的人分享。
See, we have to be actively looking to do these things, alert, vigilant.
而且我们需要非常积极的去做这些事情，我们需要非常谨慎而警惕，或者说非常集中注意力的去传福音。
Because if we do not, or if we live without this purpose always in front of us, then we'll do what everyone else is doing.
因为如果我们不把我们的生命建筑在去传福音这件事情上，可能我们就跟身边的人没有什么两样，去做那些琐事的事情。
And that's exactly what we're not supposed to do.
但这其实是神不希望我们去做的事情。
Verse 14 says, As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you have when you live in ignorance.
因为就像这彼得前书一章十四节这么说，说你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知的时候那放纵私欲的样子。
These evil desires that we have are part of the empty life that was handed down to us, as stated in verse 18.
所以我们其实生命这些邪情私欲，我们这些不讨神喜悦的事情，就像在这个十八节里面这么说，圣经十八节这么说。
So if we're not alert and clear-minded as to what our primary purpose on earth is,
这里说如果我们不警醒的话，不知道这个世不跟这个世界上所做的事情分开的话。
Then we'll just follow along with whatever everyone else is doing.
那我们其实就跟这个世界同流合污。
See, when you believe that your worth is limited, then you'll do everything possible to maximize your life right now.
所以如果你真正的相信的话，其实我们就知道我们所做的事情，所做的一切都是为了，我们在这个有限的生命当中所做的一切都是为了去尽最大的彰显。扩大神在我们身上所要做彰显的这个价值。
So things like devoting your whole life to your career so that you can make as much money as you can.
所以如果你不去做神要我们做的话，可能我们的生命就不一样，就是可能我们花很多的时间就是去赚更多的钱。
Things like skipping church, forgetting your devotions, not praying.
然后因为这些事情，可能我们就不去教会了，我们也忘记要去灵修，然后也不去祷告。
Because that's what life is all about to the world.Making money and making a name for yourself before you die.
因为这个就是世界上对世界上的人来说，他生活的意义就是赚更多的钱，赚有更多的权利。在你临死前就是做这些事情。
Or two, you know, loosening up your morals in your work, in your relationships, maybe even in your marriage.
这个可能世界上人第二点就是，如果不做神要我们做的事情的话，实际上人可能他们就是他们的道德标准就越来越降低，就不管这个道德的标准不仅仅体现在可能体现在你的工作上，也体现在我们的婚姻生活当中。
See, what's an affair here and there? You know, why do you care if someone else takes a fall so that you can get that promotion?
所以你就看可能我们的人是可能每天都在为各种各样的事情忙碌，而且可能有的时候你会觉得如果别的人跌倒，就是你公司有同事他的做错事情，你会很高兴，因为可能对你来说就是一个升职的机会。
Because to the world, that's how you get ahead in life. That's how you make the most of life.
因为其实这就是好像这就是世界上的人，或者就这样，你怎么样能够把自己的所谓属世的价值能够提高
？The world wants you to think that everyone else is doing it, so why shouldn't you?
这个世界其实就是要欺骗我们，让我们来想，嘿，所有的人，外面的人都是这么做呀，为什么我们不这么做？
But that's just it. We're not like everyone else. We're different. We're holy.We're not limited to a specific time or quantity.
可是这正是这个圣经告诉我们的信息，就是我们跟世界上的人不一样，我们不能跟他们一样，我们需要圣洁。
See, we were bought and ransomed at an infinite cost so that we can live for a different purpose.
因为我们的救赎，我们被神买回来是用他这个刚才我们讲的是这个无价的这个 宝贝把神把我们救回来，所以我们应该跟这世界上的人活不一样的生活。
So that's why we need to be alert, so we can focus on what we are supposed to do here.
所以这也就是为什么我们需要谨慎自守，让我们能够专心去做神要我们做的事情。
So what are we supposed to do?
所以神究竟要我们做什么呢？
And verse 22 says, now that you have been purified, by obeying the truth, so that you have sincere love for each other, love one another deeply from the heart.
这在彼得前书一章二十二节这么说：你们既因顺从真理，洁净了自己的心，以致爱弟兄没有虚假，就当从心里彼此切实相爱。
Because we obey the truth and believe in Jesus, we have been purified and we have been made holy, devoted to His purpose.
因为我们遵行这个真理，我们也相信耶稣基督，我们被耶稣基督的宝血所我们的生命得到净化，我们最纯洁，所以这也是为什么我们需要我们因为我们被救被造为圣洁，所以我们需要跟这个世界不一样。
So the result is we have sincere love for each other, love from the heart.
所以圣洁的这个意义就是我们需要彼此相爱，然后我们要从心底里发出这样的爱。
We have a love and can give a love that the world cannot even begin to understand.
我们心中有爱，我们能够活出这样的爱，我们所活出的这个爱是世界上的人不能够完全明白的。
So that's the purpose of our lives, to share this love with everyone around us.
这个应该成为我们生命的意义，就是我们把我们所得到的这个爱去跟我们周边的人去分享。
If we go through lifeclear and sober-minded so that we can stop at any moment to fulfill our primary purpose to love those who are hurting, lonely, and lost.
所以当我们谨慎自守，当我们有这个清醒的心的时候，我们就能够在生命当中每一刻都能够停下来去为这个去思考，能够把这个生命这个意义能够活出来，把这个爱去跟我们周边的人去分享，尤其那些受到伤害的人，他们是那些孤独的人，那些流离失散的人。
And that's how we live wholly devoted, always ready to extend God's love to those around us.
这就是我们怎么样能够把我们的圣洁活出来，然后我们能够去把神的爱能够传扬到那些需要的人当中去。
So today we talked about how the world doesn't have anything that is truly priceless because they can either be sold or destroyed.
所以让我们总结一下，今天我跟大家分享的就是说，这个世界上没有一个事情是真正是无价的，因为他们会被卖，可以被转卖，也会可能会被破坏。
However, as a people bought by the divine blood of Jesus, we Christians are truly priceless.
但是作为我们人，我们是被神的宝血重价买回来，这些人，我们的生命其实是无价的。
Therefore, we need to be alert and sober-minded so we can be completely devoted to show God's love to the people around us.
所以我们应该谨慎自守，我们应该能够完完全全的委身到神所给我们的爱，给我们的生命这个意义当中去。
So let me end with this.
所以这是我想跟大家做结束的时候，请大家看这样一个幻灯片。
So you know those old Chinese movies where there's a kung fu master?
你知道中国有很多武侠电影里面有很多的这个功夫的大师。
But not those, I'm not talking about those kung fu masters that hide themselves in the mountain and train their martial arts by themselves.
但是我今天想跟大家分享的，我说的是，如果我不是那些在藏在这个深山老林里面修炼的那些武功大师。
I'm talking about those secret kung fu masters that live in the villages, right? They talk, walk, and live just like everyone else.
我想是跟大家分享的是那些隐于市那个，比如说村庄当中的这些隐藏起来的那个侠客，那些大师，他们去跟周围一般普通的人吃住生活都在一样，都在一起。
But this old man is always alert for in ways in which his kung fu can be used to help others.
但是这个大师，这个侠客，这个武功，这个大师，他时时刻刻都非常警醒自守，他会用他的功夫所学到的功夫去保护他周围的人。
So when bandits come to raid the village or an innocent is in trouble, this old man is ready to break out his kung fu to take down the bad guys.
所以如果有土匪来袭击他所住的这个村庄的时候，这个大师他就会用他所学到的武功去保护那些容易受到伤害的人们。
In addition, he's always on the lookout for someone who can, to whom he can pass on his secret techniques, a disciple.
同时他是非常小心，他一直在寻找那些人，他可以把他一生的功夫能够传授给他，作为他的门徒的那些人。
See, that's what we're supposed to do too.
所以这也是其实我想跟大家说，就是我们也应该要去做类似的事情。
We live in this world just like everyone else, but we have a purpose to which we are devoted to.
我们也许我们在这个世界上生活，我们每天的生活跟平时的人没有什么不一样，但是我们的生命当中，我们有这样一个使命。
First, we should always be on alert to share God's love with those around us.
第一个，我们就必须非常警醒，我们非常仔细的去寻找机会，把神给我们的爱跟这个旁边的人去分享。
And second, we're always on the lookout for disciples who would be followers of Christ.
第二个，我们其实要经常就是一直需要去寻找我们身边有没有这样一些门徒可以去跟我们一样去跟随耶稣。
See, that is our purpose. You know, that is what we should always be ready to do.
那个是我想跟大家分享我们生命的意义，也是我们时刻准备好需要去做的。So
I challenge you.
所以让我向大家提出一个挑战。So
live each day with a sober mind and alert heart, completely devoted to God's purpose to share God's love with those around you.
这个挑战就是让我们每个人每天都能够谨慎自守，让我们约束我们自己的心，能够把我们自己完完全全的献身给神，给我们生命当中这个意义。So
let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that you have redeemed us with something that is of infinite value.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，感谢你，你用这个无限的、永恒的这个价格把我们救赎回来。Help
us understand your calling for us to, so that we can be completely devoted to you.
主啊，求主你让我们能够明白，我们被护照的意义，这样我们能够完完全全的委身。And
we pray that you teach us to be alert and sober-minded so that we can live out our lives that is pleasing to you.
And 我们祷告，主啊，你能够教导我们，让我们每天能够警醒，能够谨慎，自守，能够把我们的生命活出来，能够讨你的喜悦。We
thank you and praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们这样祷告，不配是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.